early side.
Give people time to join us. Join in.
Right. Join our live on Facebook. Live from the living room.
Come talk about jailbirds with me.
Right. We're talking about, what was it called? It was
jailbirds. We don't even have a caption today.
I thought I put it in there.
I don't see anything. It's usually in the bottom corner, game. Right?
Yeah. I see a Game of Thrones.
Let me reconnect and see what happens when I just watch it on my own.
That's what I put on there.
Hey, Schoolcraft, can I use your Wi-Fi?
Maybe that's not what it's today. But I could have swore I put a caption on there. But yeah. Back to this Jailbirds. I haven't watched it yet, but
it's good.
Get it quick.
Oh yeah, you know. Hello, greeting. It's Sunday. Yada yada. Boom bada bada.
Right.
It's feeling good in here. It's about to rain.
We back. We missed Mother's Day.
We did. Figured, we took off Mother's Day. Sorry.
We figured no one would be watching the live. And we took that day off. It's like, hey, let's just enjoy this day.
Enjoy it.
You know. With tacos and margaritas.
We did have tacos and margaritas. Like 2 liters. Of margaritas. Hey, Giselle. See, you never let us down. You're always like first one here. In. You're always the first one, girl.
I'm surprised because you didn't say anything about us not being there last Sunday.
Were you out busy celebrating, Giselle?
Probably didn't notice we were gone.
Took a brief hiatus. Giselle, we were talking about the show on Netflix called Jailbirds. I don't know if you watched it. It's hilarious. People were meeting through the toilets. And like, right. Y'all are pretty smart. Y'all are like engineers. They were sending kites from floor to floor through the toilet.
Man.
By like engineering these long strings made out of t-shirts.
And they sending letters to each other through the
toilet.
And
they would just flush the toilet. And, like, they had, like, spoons on them. So they would, like, connect and tangle up. And then the other person would either, you know, would, like, pull theirs up. Or it was crazy. I was like, y'all are geniuses. Now, when you get out of here, go, like, do something else with that.
Right.
If y'all smart enough to send letters up and down.
So it was like, it's crazy because it's like
this is cherry lime arita.
Right.
But yeah, I was like, oh my God, y'all can do all this. Be productive with that.
But how do you know? How do you know how to get it to guide it to what room? You know what I mean? Because I'm pretty sure.
I guess they always go to the same room, and then the person that's in the room that it goes passes it to the person that it's supposed to go to. But man,
that's crazy. So they send in, it was like on floors. So they was going down, up and down.
Yeah, because like all the women are on one floor and then there's men above them and men below them. What happened to our connection?
Oh man, right. It's probably this weather, man, messing up my connection. But yeah,
so all the women are on one floor, and then there's men above, men below. Yeah, and so the guys were just trying to talk to ladies on the toilet. Not literally on the toilet, through the toilet.
Through the toilet.
But yeah, I watched like all the episodes at once, straight through. Like, I need to know how this ends.
Right, because they was having full-on relationships.
Through the toilet. And they were sending each other like pictures of themselves back and forth, like, so they knew what their toilet boyfriend or girlfriend looked like because they were able to send them pictures. And then one of the couples broke up and she like ripped up all the pictures. Hey, Jerry. But yes, if you have not watched Jailbirds on Netflix, you'll be very amused. So you should watch it.
It's like a reality show in jail.
It is. It's better than like Lock Up and Lock Up Raw or whatever that show's called. It's better than that. This one's better. Look, they were teaching me how to make like alcohol with like fruit and warm water and then letting it ferment for about a week. I can't remember what it was called though. It started with a P. I don't know.
I mean, they be,
they're like sneaking oranges from their lunch and using it to make alcohol.
Man, I can see all these share options. I don't even know what I'm doing. But anyway. But, yeah, so give them what was going to tell them about the one guy. What was my man's name?
Oh, Dollar?
Yeah.
Dollar is the player on Jailbirds. He had all the girlfriends. And they'd be like on the same floor, like y'all all dating Dolla. Dolla. He was making people jewelry. Like he was, I don't know.
Making jewelry.
Yes. Hey, Cherie. Hey, Chris. Yeah, Jerry. We know. They're kites. Yeah. They were sending kites up and down, up and down. It was great. Right. It's so good. Just watch the show. These are engineers in here. They figured out how to communicate between floors. Through toilets.
Sending kites to each other.
Sending kites through the toilets.
And talking. But this is the thing, right? So you're talking through this thing. Like, when is somebody not listening? So how is this guy on here having multiple women? And mostly everybody can hear if they listening in, right?
Exactly. Because one of the girls was actually talking about another one of Dollar's girlfriends. And Dollar's other girlfriend was listening outside the other girl's cell, the girl Ebony, while she was talking about her.
Man. Oh, yeah. We're about to talk about
Game We're going to talk about Game of Thrones, Chris. Be patient. We got to talk about other stuff, too. We're trying to fill an hour.
Right.
We're going to get to Game of Thrones, but first we had to talk Jailbirds. But, yeah. So, watch it. It's very entertaining. Right. It got me through just a random day off from work. And I just binge watch this show. And you'll learn how to make prison alcohol. Well, right. I guess jail alcohol because it's a county jail. So.
And
a couple got married in there that met in there, these two girls, but they couldn't touch each other. And there was like a window between them while they were getting married. So really all they did was just sign paperwork standing next to each other.
Right. So that's stupid. Yeah. That's stupid. Say they couldn't even touch each other.
And like they were actually at two different jails. There's like a main jail and then there's a branch jail. So they had to bring the one that was at the branch over to the main just for like the wedding ceremony. Okay. Then they let them hug for 5 minutes. No, maybe not. 5 seconds. And then they're like, all right, time to go. And then they had to be separated. Like, what should right. I even marry for now?
Hey Dawana.
But yeah. I was very, very invested.
Right. That was the whole day. The whole day of Jailbirds.
It was.
But, I don't know. You know, women like a little drama.
Y'all hey, Rory. On
get on y'all. That's like another drama y'all can watch. See some messy activities. Everybody be on the love and hip hop and all that stuff. Like,
shoot, what's going to be trash worry? Oh, Game of Thrones? Man, I don't even... I don't know. Let's jump into Game of Thrones.
Let's jump into that.
Guys, this is it. This is
so
the end. All these years. We've been watching this show since, what, like 2011? And now, tonight...
This is it.
It comes to an end.
And,
nothing to look forward to anymore.
Couple people, man. I didn't see... Couple people trying to like spoil it. I don't even think they spoil it. I think they just trying to predict it and they think that they know what is about
hey,
to happen.
Amanda.
But I don't think it's gonna be so
hey, Miss Reese.
I don't think it's gonna be trash.
I don't think it's gonna be trash.
it's not going to be up to expectations because they did it.
This season so has been short. So rushed. Like, why wouldn't they stretch this out? Like, we waited 2 years for this season and they completely rushed it, especially the last episode. Like, Daenerys is the mad queen now. Now she's just about to burn everything up. No, we got to take our time and finesse the story.
Right. But they've been building her up to be that even before this season.
Yeah, but so. I still want it. Like, I feel like they've spent so many seasons just, like, developing all these characters to just be like, end scene. Like, that's right. It. So how are you going to end tonight? Right. Who do you think's taking the throne? Sansa? Jon Snow?
Jon Snow. For sure. They wouldn't have all of that backstory on his character being like, oh, he was, you know, born from these people, just for him not to get it.
Sorry, now they could. I'm not on comments right now. Right. Rory said they're going to have to come out with some more. They can't conclude it all with this last episode. Watch them conclude it terribly. Chris says, House Targaryen. And Duana says she's still never seen it, so she'll just share the broadcast and show her support to live from the living room. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Chris, and also get on HBO and start watching it.
Chris said they've already trashed it in the last 2 or 3 episodes. The Night King was supposed to be the final battle. See, and the way people went crazy for that, like, that would have been a great conclusion.
That would have been. But then it would have left it, definitely would have left it open, because you would have been like, what is supposed to happen with Cersei and them? Like, is everybody supposed to go back? You know, it would have just left that cliffhanger. Like, okay, so they got past the Night King and everybody in the dead. Now what? You know what I mean? So if it would have ended like that, it still would have been a lot of stuff unanswered. Like, with Jaime, Cersei, who's going to kill who? All of that.
What do you think is going to happen with Arya? You think she's coming back with a vengeance one last time tonight?
I think Arya, once again, is going to be the savior of it. Whoa. I don't think Jon Snow is going to kill Daenerys right away. Like, I don't think he's on that tip. Like, he's probably going to try to talk to her, like, trying to be like, you just burnt down the whole city. What's your problem? But I don't think he's going to make the move to be like, oh, we should kill her.
Chris says to burn Sansa, Arya, and Jon. Long live the Dragon Queen. I mean,
Jon won't burn, though, if he Targaryen.
It's going to be very interesting.
The dragon shouldn't even be able to kill him.
I just wish we had just like a few more episodes this season.
But they, how they ended that episode with Arya barely making it through. Like, I feel like she's
on like, and I said it while we were watching it. Like, is she? She's like indestructible. Does nothing hurt you?
I
feel like
she's on the warpath, and she, out of all of them, I mean, she's the most capable killer because of that time that she spent training or whatever.
Jerry said Cersei's death was trash. Absolutely, she deserved to suffer way more than being in the arms of her weird incestual lover.
But Jaime said that in the previous episode, so you know they tried to make that like a Easter egg thing. Like,
well, nah, she ain't deserve. She needed to suffer. She deserves some torture. I don't care about an Easter egg.
Like, I thought that Arya was probably gonna catch her like on the way out, like as she was trying to escape.
Chris said Jon burned his hand in season 1. That was a long time ago, so I can't remember. But I believe you. I believe your knowledge, Chris. I don't know, guys. It's just bittersweet.
Right. And him burning himself also could have been like a character. I mean, not a character thing, but a writing flaw. Because they are ahead. The show is ahead of the book. So this stuff that we're seeing, you can't even go read. So they just making up their own shit as they go along.
we will see. And I will be posting all my feelings on Facebook
right
after the show is over tonight. So if you don't plan on watching it tonight, I would suggest unfollowing me till you do.
So what? So we, what are we going on? Like two, do we think two core characters are going to die? Two characters?
I don't know.
A lot of people I don't think is going to, you know, because can't even think of their name, man. Jesus, why can't I think of it right now? Because some people, you know, not making no more appearances. Mm-hmm. No more. Like, the funny guy with the beard. Like,
yes, won't see Jerry, him no more. She did deserve a way more brutal death. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you could write him out as being somebody who's going to die, because he won't be in no more episodes.
Right.
He wasn't in the last episode. He's not going to be in this episode either. So, it might be some more people that may not be seen mm-hmm. in this last episode. Because, like, so Brienne, you know, you'd probably be like, she's probably safe from dying.
Yeah. I love Sir Brienne of Tarth.
Right. Sam, well, no. Well, yeah, Sam, probably free of dying, but, I mean, he did tell the secret.
Chris, you don't care how many little kids got burned in that city? Is that what you meant to say? You're evil. Evil, Chris, evil. Those are children.
John could die because he told his secret anyway. And Daenerys told him not to tell. So
see what happens when you betray a woman? She burns down a whole city, kills kids. Oh, man.
You don't know the ending, Ernest.
Oh, right. How do you know the ending? Were you in the writer's room? No.
But, yeah, so John, Sansa. I mean, yeah, shit. John, Sansa, Arya.
You think they're all going to die?
I wouldn't say they're going to die. I'm saying that they could die.
I was about to say, whoa, that would be like...
Because John told his secret to them, or Bran as well. And those are things that Daenerys don't want people to know.
Right.
So, and those three people know it. But then Varys did get some of those notes off that he was writing. So, even if she do... tell, then, I mean, if she do try to kill them for telling, like, Varys already put something in play to where the people gonna find out mm-hmm. that John is this person, the rightful heir or whatever. So,
sorry, but I'm sweating. It's hot right, in here.
It's hot and the window's open.
And alcohol makes it even hotter. Like, ooh, I should have had ice water instead.
But outside of them, you know, in Daenerys, like, I think they just about to be trying to, like, make plays on each other to die or whatever. That's all. I don't think anybody else outside of them would die.
I don't know, y'all.
Because, I mean, shit, see. Most of them died. Shit, Jamie gone, the Hound gone. Varys is gone. Oh, and I forgot about Tyrion.
Oh, yeah.
So he did let his brother go.
Little itty bitty Tyrion Lannister.
Well, yeah, Bran already knew. Bran the one who told everybody, pretty much. He said it all off. But yeah, but Tyrion let his brother go. You know, Queen was like, you know, you mess up again.
Right.
So even though he died and... what was that? King's Landing? Yeah. Even though he died there, he still let him go. So, and then, you know, the guards, of course, gonna be like, hey, shit, it was the midget, like, told me to let him go in there and talk to him.
So Chris said Varys got what he deserved. She burned the city to set an example for anyone who may try to defy her. Ernest said he does know the ending. Jon Snow kills Daenerys. Jon Snow will be put on trial and go back to work. Go work back to the wall, and Bran will sit in the chair.
Right, like.
And Jerry said, "Can we just call Jon by his real name?"
Like, how does that sound?
I guarantee Bran will sit in the chair, the wheelchair, because he can't walk.
Right. He can't go back to a wall because there is no wall. It's been destroyed.
Like, where did all you, of the Night's where did you Watch, pull that ending from?
Right. All of the Night's Watch are dead. Like, none of them are alive anymore. So he'll be the only one. Like, he gonna rebuild it. And then what's the point of the Night's Watch? Because they were supposed to be there for right. the dead. They killed the dead. So
thanks, Ernest, but no, that ain't it.
There's no need for a Night's Watch no more. Yeah. There's no more White Walkers.
I'm in a Game of Thrones Facebook group, and today they were talking about, like, what's been your favorite scene as we come to an end. And I was like, it will always be when Joffrey died, because I hated that little...
Joffrey dying. That was good. The Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding was a good scene. Was
probably, like, one of the best scenes that I seen from the show. Like, how they set them up, killed them all.
Yeah, I'm like, there were so many. It's hard to, like, choose. Like, this was my favorite scene, but... I was just happy Joffrey died, and in such a dramatic manner.
Yeah, those,
maybe even better.
Those two stand out the most to me, like, outside of
Arya's scene, of course, which got everybody riled up.
Yeah, Arya's scene tripping. People, I was like
watching it in the bar, and they were like flipping out.
Yeah, when she killed the Night King. That was deep, but then I didn't hear stuff too about people saying like the White Walkers ain't all gone or whatever. But I'm like, they killed the main one, so they would have to be.
Jerry says Jon Snow's gonna take the throne that he never wanted.
Right.
I mean, Aegon, whatever we're gonna call him.
Oh, she done changed his name too. Like, he ain't Jon no more. Aegon.
Get out of here with this long comment. Nobody told you to write a paragraph, Ernest. John goes to see her, and she is sitting on the Iron Throne alone. And John tells her that she needs to stop being a crazy bitch and that Grey Worm killed the Lannister's army from the previous scene. Dany tells John that she's doing it for the people. John pretends to understand and tricks her. When her guard is down, he stabs her. Drogon comes and is standing over her body, and he burns or melts the Iron Throne and carries her away. Are you trying to write a new Game of Thrones book? Song of Fire and Ernest?
That's definitely not going to happen.
That is a very complex story.
If Jon killed her, it's going to be because he has no other choice.
Right.
Like, he... So... If they build it that way, they build it to where you can see that he has no other choice. Like, she's not gonna side with him, then mm-hmm. maybe. But he's just not a killer like that. Like, he hasn't killed anyone like in a sneaky villainous way. Like, throughout mm-hmm. this entire thing, he's only killed people because he had to.
Right.
Like, it's been everyone else who's done the dirt. Been, you know, killed people, sent assassins or whatever, poisoned people, and did all that. It's been all of the other characters that did that type of stuff.
Jerry says the Red Wedding was brutal, but Arya's revenge was the best episode for her.
Oh, when she got them back, when she killed, and that was cool. The Red Wedding was just like such a.
It was just so like. It was brutal. That is a good way, like, to describe it. It was brutal. That was episode was like
crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Like, Like, I was not expecting this. Like, it was going so well. Everyone was getting along, having a good time. Yeah.
Man.
They setting them up to kill them. But yeah, those stand out to me. There's nothing else. Like, I'm trying to think throughout the seasons what something that just was like, oh man, this was crazy.
You know?
Because after I watched that Red Wedding one, I was like, wow. like, wow. And also, you know, the when they fought the White Walkers or whatever, that episode was crazy, too. Like, that left me like, man, this is crazy. But even, like, Daenerys burning down the whole city wasn't even, like, that previous episode. You know
man,
what I mean? Like,
I was, when she was burning down the city, I'm like, really about to do this for the whole hour? Okay, yeah, like, we get it. You're still blowing fire. Isn't your dragon tired?
Man.
How much fire is up in there?
Come on. That mug can just breathe fire forever.
This is overkill. We get it. She's burning down a city. Can you do it a little quicker so we can move on to the next plot point?
Man. Because that was, long.
Very long. Like, oh my God, here he comes again.
It didn't have much shock value either. Like,
no.
Because they kept telling her, like, if they ring the bell. Like, how many times have we going to hear this? So you kind of just knew, like, that she was going to go against it. And then when they rung the bell, you could just see it on her face. Like,
right.
Nah, I ain't going to let this ride.
she ain't care about no bell.
I'm killing everybody still. Y'all still about to die. But yeah,
that all that was just like,
yeah. So
we get it. Fire, you're burning the city.
Yeah. So standout episodes. It definitely just that. The Red Wedding, Arya. Yeah. When they fought the White Walkers. And what was the other one?
Joffrey's death.
Those were probably like some of the biggest.
Exactly. Jerry, that dragon had to have a sore throat. Like, bitch, I gotta blow fire for an hour and a half. You not done yet?
Man.
Dracarys done, mother effer.
Right, that mug wasn't fatigued or nothing.
Man, yes he was. He didn't have a choice but to keep going. He already saw what happened when people defy her. So, he didn't want to defy her.
Man, he could eat her.
She might be like, burn yourself.
That mug gonna be asleep this episode. You're gonna see that dragon at all. But yeah, I wonder. They probably gonna leave us upset for sure.
I'm guaranteeing they're gonna leave us upset.
They about to leave us upset with this after this last episode.
I guarantee it.
It's gonna be pretty boring. You said what?
I said disappointing.
Exactly. That mug is going to not go as planned, for sure.
Yeah. But I'm still looking forward to it, I guess. Try to remain a steadfast fan.
Yeah, I'm definitely riding out with it, watching it to the end, see how it's gonna go. But
I'm just mad I won't have anything to talk about with people on Sunday nights anymore.
It's the last one.
Like, what happens to my Game of Thrones Facebook group? Do we all just stay and relive all the memories we had when the show was on, or do we go our separate ways? Who knows?
It's about to be a mass leaving of the group. Everybody about to bounce.
Well, we're out
of
here.
They're like, nope. But yeah, I wish they would have made it longer, man. There's so much more they could have dealt with the story.
So much more.
said she thinks she's pregnant. You think Daenerys is pregnant? It might be.
Could be.
She gonna hit her. Hit him. She gonna use
like,
that.
Don't introduce a pregnancy in this last episode. How long is this last episode? It better be like 3 hours long.
It's probably the same hour and a half. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be hit with that.
Right. Don't give us that. We didn't ask for that. We don't want it.
Right.
We don't want that.
Like you find out she's pregnant and then somebody clip her. Somebody kill her. You're like, oh. But.
Yeah. But we'll right. see.
We'll see.
And then we'll work through our emotions.
It'll be a crazy episode. Oh, so what else is out there? Anything else going on?
Man, not much. It's a vigil for a Kroger.
White people. Game of Thrones is like the biggest thing going on. Tonight.
Biggest thing. Can't wait.
Outside of that, it ain't really nothing else going on in the world. Nothing.
What y'all got going on?
Right.
Give us something.
Give us something.
Y'all are such takers. What are you giving?
Right. I don't think I'm going to watch spinoffs. I don't really watch spinoffs
of anything. I'm not a huge fan of spinoffs. In most cases, unless
the only spinoff
Blackish, that's like Grown-ish.
That's the only spinoff show like I've watched.
Also, Cosby's The Different World.
Yeah, that's a spinoff. But you know, I didn't even know that then, so I can't even count that. Because I was young.
Thought it was just two different shows.
I just thought it was two different shows. I didn't know that the girl went off to college. I thought she was just in two shows. Like, I had no clue that was a spinoff.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, I haven't watched it.
If there's any other spinoffs I've actually enjoyed, I don't think so.
Nope. Friends had a spinoff that bombed.
It did. Oh, it was terribly. Like with Joey or
with
something.
With Joey.
Yeah, I remember that.
And this was the stupidest thing.
I don't think I watched it, but I remember it occurred.
Yeah, it was with Joey. And the dumbest thing ever was that Joey was a struggling actor on Friends. So when they did the spinoff, Joey now had landed like a big role and had money. Mm. So it was like, what?
So you went overnight celebrity.
Right. All right. So, it was like, so that bombed. Nobody watched that. They canceled that mug. It didn't even make it through the season.
But yeah, Blackish, Grown-ish, now Mixed-ish is about to come out. Hopefully that's good. I love Tracee Ellis Ross, so.
Yeah, that's probably going to be funny for sure. The trailer looked funny. But that's like, yeah, like outside of that, I ain't watching no spinoff. I'm probably not going to watch no spinoffs of Power.
I don't think I watch spinoffs of Power either.
Like,
I like Power itself so much that I'm like, but I'm also right. like, do any of these characters strike me as I want them to go off and have their own thing? Like,
right.
Their stories aren't that big.
Yeah.
To
like, who are they? Who
to even be able to right. do that?
Like, who is Ghost without Tommy? Like,
right.
how can you watch that? You know what I'm saying? Or how can you watch Tommy without Ghost?
And if y'all give Tariq a spinoff, I will punch every executive in the face because if I gotta look at him right. anymore after this upcoming season.
And Tariq definitely doesn't have a spinoff.
He's so dumb. Don't give him a spinoff. He'll be dead in the first episode.
Right. I don't want to see Tasha. I don't want to see Lala.
Yeah. Like, there's nobody who's, like, such a, like...
Right.
Big character that you're like, oh, yeah, they need their own show.
Right.
So I can get all the back and forward story. No, we don't. Right. We don't need that.
Now, if they doing it like a prequel and it's also with, like... Kanan or something like that, then it's like, cool.
I watched that. So we got like a young Ghost and Tasha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch that. because you'll see what happened before where their story picked up at.
Right.
So that would be kind of interesting. But if it's not that, I'm not interested. Yeah. I'm like, I watched this last season of Power and I'm done.
Can Moving we have a spinoff with Lala's son and Ghost and Tasha's youngest kid? Because they were in like two episodes and you never saw them ever again. Like,
who watching that baby? Who's watching that baby?
Where is that younger baby? And man, where is Lala's son? He's never at home.
Never. I don't even think I missed the episode they showed her son. I ain't never seen him. I don't Jerry even know what he looked like.
She needs Tariq to die. I too need him to die. He should have been dead instead of his sister.
Teach me the game, Ghost.
No, don't teach. Please, nobody teach him the game. Just get him out of here. Teach the game to him wrong so he'll die.
Yeah.
Give him the incorrect game.
The one thing about Power is, like, most shows are like this. Most shows, the characters are always bad at communicating with each other and letting people know certain things. But Power is the worst. Like, they are terrible at communicating with each other. Like, they don't tell each other shit, but they are running a whole criminal organization together. And it's like,
right, like, whoa, I'm no expert in criminal organizations or anything, guys, but I feel like there should be some communication going on here.
Nigga, and you didn't think to tell me that the feds was on us until we get raided. Like, what? You knew this, but you didn't say anything. And it was like, man, they don't talk at all. And it's like with Tariq, like, you know, you're not telling your parents certain things, certain information.
Because he's so dumb.
And it's like, bro. But they all do it. But for some reason, like, Tariq's stuff just was way.
His head is empty and he is so annoying. Just like his pure existence on this earth.
Oh, y'all ain't see that.
He just splashed a little alcohol in his eye. Man.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be all right.
It got me there. But yeah. So Power, what was that? You said it wasn't coming until August?
I think it's in the fall, yeah.
Man, I thought it was going to be like June or July or something.
We got to
like
wait.
That.
We got to wait it out.
But yeah, that's all we got for the summer. And I mean, Game of Thrones ain't even making it to the summer, so.
Nope. We're not gonna have no TV to watch. We're just gonna have to find like terrible African movies on Netflix.
Oh hell no. I got some stuff.
You
to
missed
watch.
Out on that one that you fell asleep on.
What, the African one?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Look, you be missing out on these African movies. I'm telling you. Don't sleep on these African movies.
Man.
They'd be so corny that they're wonderful.
I don't be watching none of those. None of them. None of them.
You just got to drink before you watch them. Makes it easier.
I bet, because it's
then
probably way
just
more
laugh
funny.
Laugh the entire time.
Probably way more funny once you drink something and watch it.
I like first started watching them when I went to get my hair braided once at an African shop, and they had me watching them like the entire time that I was trying to get my hair done.
Man.
And
the one thing that makes it funny, the first thing is, you know what I'm saying, is the accent.
I knew you was about to say the accent. I didn't want to say it because that sounds racist.
It sounds... I don't know how to... It's not... Because most accents are weird when, you know what I'm saying, when they
right.
speak in English. You know what I mean? But I don't know what it is. Like, it's not that it's funny. It's, I guess it's just the way that they're pronouncing the stuff that they're saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's said so hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's like, that's the first thing that takes you out of it. And then, I mean, because they could be good actors.
But they don't be, though. They be, like, dying all dramatic, like, ugh. They've been poisoned.
I didn't watch The Chi yet because somebody didn't inbox me the
your log
account login information. Jerry.
Tell him to get his own login.
She told me in the last podcast. She, I know. I'm like, get my own login.
But if you were impatient, you could have just got your own.
I wasn't impatient because I didn't say anything till now.
You just did, though.
But she said
so something. So it's first. Bothering you.
She said something first. Okay. She said, y'all should watch The Chi. And I remember specifically her saying that she will send over that login information so we can watch it. But didn't get that yet.
Play my little violin.
But anyway.
Yeah. But watch some
after. I've heard good things about The Chi. And I definitely want to check it out. I might get it after I do my HBO. Because I want to watch that Euphoria show. So I'm probably going to keep my HBO to watch that. Whenever it drops, they keep showing trailers for it. And I might watch a couple other things that's on the HBO app before I cancel my subscription. Like the Chernobyl Diaries. Oh, the Chernobyl? Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. Not Chernobyl Diaries, but Chernobyl. A couple other things that's on there. But, yeah. Outside of that, The Chi is on Showtime.
Right? Yes.
So, yeah. I was thinking about getting that Showtime because I wanted to watch the Wu-Tang documentary.
Jerry said you ain't called her in forever. Maurice!
I text you. Didn't I just text you the other day and say something? I can't look at my phone right now because it's recording us, but I'm pretty sure I texted you. Jerry. But, yeah. I hit you up, actually. We'll talk probably after the podcast. But yeah, I want to watch The Chi. I want to check that out. Everybody says good. And they just got renewed for their third season or whatever. So it got to be a good show because they keep on getting picked up.
Right.
Know? So I definitely want to check that out. It's so many shows, though, like that I've been meaning to check out that I just haven't. Like,
get on it.
What's her name? I can't think of her name right now. It's escaping me right now. Girl we went to high school with told me about Westworld. Mm-hmm. Said that was good. I haven't checked it out yet. Still haven't checked it out, but heard great things about it. Yeah, it's just so much, man. So TV now is kind of like music. It's the same. Like, you know how music is overly saturated right mm-hmm. now? Like, it's so much new music coming out. It's the same with TV. Like, there's so many new shows coming out, whether it's on actual TV, cable, or these streaming platforms. It's so many things to watch. And it's like, you can't really decide on what you want to look at.
Right.
Like, you're like, oh, this is good. You know, like, it took me years to watch Stranger Things. Like, I watched it when it first came out. I probably watched 3 episodes. I thought it was good.
Right.
I didn't think nothing was wrong with it or nothing. Like, I just stopped watching it because I was watching too many other shows.
Yeah.
And I just put that on the back burner, like, oh, I'll come back to this. And
yeah, we need you to focus one show at a time.
Right. And I put it on the back burner for years. And then I'm like, all right. Now that they're coming out with a third season. They
had to try to catch up.
Let me binge watch this show before this third season come out. But there's so much new TV, new shows, and they be good. You know, like we watched The Society.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was good. And it's like, it's so many other shows. Like, I watched the... Oh, wait, you had already watched it, but mm-hmm. I had never seen it. Watched it. Awesome. And it's just like, outside of that and everything else that you be trying to watch, you know, you're trying to catch this show. Because I was trying to watch Walking Dead. I was trying to watch The Flash, Arrow, all of these other shows at once.
All at the same time.
And it's like, I can't watch them all. I gotta give them a moment. And then, like, I stopped watching Flash this last season, Flash and Arrow. I stopped watching them because I missed, like, a couple episodes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I stopped watching. And then they just, on my Netflix, it was just saying, like, the new season of The Flash is coming on the 21st and The Arrow coming on, like, the 23rd. So I'm like, them shows are, like, 22 episodes a season. So I was like, that's 44 episodes that I have to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I have to watch those. So it's like, me having time to watch another show, man.
Get to it.
Slim. But that's what I was saying. Like, I kind of like the, because how we was talking about the binge watching. Mm-hmm. Like, how people, like, I want to watch it all now, right now.
Yeah.
Like,
if I'm really interested in something, yes, I want the option to watch them all now.
And it's like, when I was saying, like, with the weekly thing, like, it gives me time. Because now, like, with Game of Thrones, you know, it's coming every Sunday. So it gives me time to watch other stuff that I've been neglecting. Because I'm not sitting here putting all my efforts into watching this one show.
Yeah. Jerry said Greenleaf is good. I have heard Greenleaf is good, too. That was on OWN.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey Network.
It's on Netflix now, ain't it? Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I heard that. I think my mom was watching that.
I didn't watch Greenleaf. I did watch Queen Sugar, though. That one was really good. But then I downgraded my cable package, so.
What does that come on?
I didn't have OWN anymore.
It all came on OWN?
Yeah.
Queen Sugar comes on something else, though. Like, one of these streaming services.
Well, I gotta find it.
Because I was like, I was gonna watch it. Because it was on there, but I don't know. I forget.
I need it.
It might have been. I don't know. But, yeah. I wanted to check that out, too. I never had a chance to check
really
out
good.
Queen Sugar. But what is, like, the premise of it?
It's this family with the sugarcane farm, and yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And what's his name? Kofi.
Kofi is in it.
Kofi.
You need
a wet wipe. Kofi is in it.
You need a wet wipe?
Nope, got that covered. You don't need a wet wipe when I say the word Kofi. Yes, it's got Kofi, Sarah Bo, and some other people are in it too.
Kofi got the heart beating somewhere else. A little throb. Get out.
Kofi, if you see this, call me. Tweet me at _ Paulette Parker.
Tweet me, because she be sending you tweets.
I do. He knows because he sent it to me. Tweet me back, Kofi. Tweet me back.
Man. She be at work like, let me tweet Kofi real quick. Let him know his chocolateness is awesome. Like,
look. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. All right. Lesson for the day.
Didn't I say that on something?
I don't know.
See over here, you taking my. So I think I'll
take your advice. Then.
Taking my advice from a later podcast. Like, she's like, oh.
See, Jerry, Kofi. Yeah.
I'm not hating on Kofi.
I mean, his voice ain't as deep as I would like it, but that's okay.
I can't.
That's okay.
Can't hate on Kofi, man. My man is out here getting the ladies. I just like that he directed his own little.
Oh yeah, his little mental health thing.
Yeah.
And he did a little short.
I watched it, and I like people to do that type of stuff. I like people just, you know, writing and creating their own stuff. It's something that I aspire to do myself. So Yeah, Kofi is someone that I follow because of that.
That's why I follow him too.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You follow. I do. You follow him because he is dark skinned with a beard.
So dark skinned, like melted chocolate, dark chocolate, Hershey's kisses.
Like you want a sex toy while you're at it?
It's at home.
You need a vibrator?
Anyway.
Rabbit while you're here? Like
anywho.
While you're fantasizing over this Kofi guy. But yeah. I can't even talk about TV no more and all the TV shows that is out and available to watch because Kofi just like
messed up
the atmosphere.
All right, we can go back.
Talked about Queen Sugar and you know. Somebody lost it. Blood, flow.
I'm back on track now.
Down below.
I'm back on track. Yes, TV. Watch it. Queen Sugar, Greenleaf. What other shows do people like? Oh, The Haves and the Have-Nots. I've never watched that, but I know a lot of people that love that show.
My mom does. My mom loves.
Is it like soap opera-y?
It's like
black people soap opera? Like,
it's on the cusp of that, for sure.
How do we feel about Steve losing two shows? Okay, so first of all, I saw this, but what two shows did he lose?
I'm right. I don't know.
I don't know what he lost because.
So is it his? I don't care. His
Please talk tell me show? It was not Family Feud. I love that show.
They kicked him off Family Feud, man.
Man, I love Family Feud. So hopefully it wasn't that. He can lose that talk show. That just caters to white women.
He got the talk show. What do you got? The radio show?
He got a radio show. The talk show, Family Feud. I don't even know what else he had. I mean, he got 15 jobs. So
that's all that I know.
Just tell me it wasn't Family Feud, Jerry. Tell me it wasn't Family Feud. But yeah, I had seen people say that like he lost two shows, but I think people just dealt with the oversaturation of Steve Harvey. Like, we don't want to see him everywhere we go.
I was about to say the opposite. I was about to say the oversaturation of everything else.
But ain't he tired anyway?
Cause
take your money and take a break.
They was talking about this on the Joe Budden podcast, and he was talking about like how people are like competing to talk to other people. Like, it's a lot of shows coming out where people are interviewing other people.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, it's just a lot of it right now. And I think Steve Harvey probably.
Oh, Little Big Shots. That's the show with the little kids who are talented. I never watched that, I don't care about that.
Right.
And his talk show. He could also lose his talk show. I don't care about that either. Every time I watch it and just listen. Like, have you seen those videos with the guy who's like mocking the way Steve Harvey gives advice on his talk show?
That video is hilarious.
And he's got like the fake bald head.
Yes, that video is hilarious.
He can also lose his talk show. He gives a lot of relationship advice for somebody with so many failed relationships.
But he married though.
I thought they were getting divorced, or that rumor.
I ain't heard nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I don't really, I'm not going to miss Steve Harvey's talk show. I tried to get into it, but I was like, no, I can't. Nah.
Yeah,
I just like Ellen. And then he'd bring people on there and be like, I got a surprise for you. And then bring out a huge check and it'd be like $500. Sir.
Need you to up that money.
Sir. You just wasted their time coming on here. But yeah, Little Big Shots. I just never got into that because I don't care.
Yeah. I think a lot of this stuff, man, is just the market.
Right.
You know, people finding other people to be more entertaining or whatever, you know. Because it's just like I was telling, like, with podcasting. Like, I was telling you, I was like, why a lot of famous people are not cornering this market.
Right.
Because it's so wide open and people want it, you know, people want to hear these people. People want to, you know, hear their opinions because they're already fans of them.
Right.
You know, so they care about, you know, they relatable. They like, oh, I want to, you know, see if this person's talking about things that I can relate to.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not a lot of celebrities cornering this market, but there's a lot of people this in this, you know, mm-hmm. trying to do it. And like I said, this is the same with that. Like I was just saying, like Letterman got a talk show coming to Netflix. And it's like nigga, you already have a talk show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but his show isn't still on. His nighttime show.
Oh no, it's not on no more. I don't know. But so it was like they did a trailer where it's like, you know, like he's interviewing like Kanye West and all these other people and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a lot of people. Well, the celebrities, it's a lot of people cornering that market, you know. And yeah, they have.
Yeah, he retired from the late night or whatever.
No, oh, okay.
Now somebody else hosted. Seth Meyers, that's his name. I couldn't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
And then like, you got Superwoman, you know, late night talk show. So
there's a Superwoman late night talk show. What?
What's her name? Indian girl,
Lily Singh. Oh yeah, Lily Singh. Mm-hmm.
She got one now. Yeah. You know? Like, so
is it already on?
It could be.
I like her. I want to watch it.
It could be.
I do. I read her. Her book. I like her. I enjoy her.
But yeah, just a lot of people cornering that market. And Steve Harvey was, it was good, you know, when it came because it wasn't.
But now he's so outdated.
Right.
Steve.
Wasn't a lot of people in that market that he jumped
into
in.
That anymore.
So now.
The only person that's going to survive this is Ellen.
Ellen.
And Wendy Williams, maybe, unfortunately.
Wendy going through it.
But definitely Ellen.
Wendy probably.
She's going nowhere. People love Ellen. I too love Ellen.
Yeah, people love her. Wendy, it's going down. Yeah. It's hard for her.
My kid is calling me at an impromptu time, guys. Sorry, this is life calling. So you just gotta see it happen. This is parenting in real time. This is trying to build a career while you're a parent. Hello?
Right. So, anyway.
Okay, are you about to go there now? Are you about to go there now?
What time is it? Oh, we got 54.
Are
anyway.
You
we're
about
to wrap
to
up.
Go there now?
Tiffany, what's up? What's going on?
Let me know when you get there and I'll come pick you up. I'm wrapping up my show right now. I'm actually live while I'm talking to you on the phone. So
being disrespectful to the show.
So yeah, call me when you get to her house. All right, bye. I mean, shoot, it happens. Look.
And we're back from the phone call.
I mean, he could have continued to talk. But look, when parenting calls, you just got to do it. This is what brand building is about when you try to do it after you've already had kids and everything. Like,
man,
you make it work.
That is true.
And that is what I'm doing. I'm making it work.
Yeah, we didn't basically hit our hour.
We did.
Wasn't much to talk about today. It ain't really been too much going on, so we just really talked on those talking points. I didn't want to, you know, bring up a topic about women because
he keeps attacking us every week.
Every week, so you know, I'm not attacking women. I'm just trying to help y'all be better.
Say, did we ask for your help?
Did,
ask
did.
Them.
You did actually.
When?
You did.
When did we? Who said it? Was the representative?
I got multiple
of us.
Go to my email.
Okay, all you go them. To your email and tell me who asked you
all
for some help.
All the women looking for help. They want to be better. They want to be better. And I'm here to help you.
Anyways, all right, y'all. That's our Sunday.
That's our Sunday. We'll be here next Sunday. 3 o'clock.
PM.
You think about starting the podcast? Start it. Do
after
it.
After she builds her clientele. No waiting.
Do it.
Don't wait for your clientele. Your clientele do will it. Come. Just do it now.
Do it.
Do it right now. Like the Everest commercials that used to be annoying coming on every day. Yeah. The black guy with the baseball cap. Like, it's not complicated. It's easy.
Right.
Do it right yeah. now.
And there's so many different ways to get, you know, get it started. I do mine differently than my sister does hers. But, like, with Anchor, like, you can do it from your phone. Like, you can also, like, if you want to talk, you know, you having a conversation with somebody or a co-host or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can have those people chime in and actually record it all live mm-hmm. on your phone and put it out. So, yeah, do it. Start a podcast.
Start it. We'll be there to listen. So.
Definitely. We'll support it.
But yeah, thanks guys for tuning in. Gonna go do some things, pick up a kid, take yep. a kid somewhere else, go pick up another kid, two kids. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty yeah. much lose my mind for right. the rest of the evening.
And make it back in time for Game of Thrones.
And make it back in time for Game of Thrones. And I planned on cooking chili today, but I guess that is not in the cards for me today because I don't right. see myself having time to do that.
So,
yes.
In closing, we are on all podcasting, streaming platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, all of them, Podbean, whatever you use, we're there.
We are there.
So if you want to listen to us on listen. Your commute, while you're at the gym, or you're just in the house cleaning up and you want to listen to something, some banter.
Play Do that. Us. Play us. We're in there.
Subscribe to us.
Subscribe.
Share our videos.
Share.
And that is all.
Bye.
Deuces.